This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Over the past decade or so, graphene is one of those things which we just keep hearing about. Physicists already call it a wonder material, and now they think it might have gained another potentially huge superpower. But before we get to that, let's start off with a quick graphene 101. Ben, what do you know about graphene?
It's a two-dimensional material.
Correct. Made up of a single sheet of carbon atoms. Next question. How was graphene first isolated?
From pencil leads.
Right again, sort of. It was first isolated from a layered material called graphite, which you're right in saying is what you'd find inside of a pencil. Have a listen to how Pablo Yarío Herrero from MIT puts it.
We have plenty of materials that are layered. They look like a deck of cards, so to speak. And what people did not realize until about 12 years ago is that we could take one card from the deck and investigate its properties.
And graphene does have some very interesting properties.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that as a one atom thick material, it must be pretty weird.
And it also makes for some pretty weird physics, in particular when it comes to its electronic properties. Here's Pablo again.
The electronic properties of graphene are very unusual. They are unlike those of any other material. It seems like electrons in graphene behave like ultra-relativistic particles, or like particles that go close to the speed of light.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, but, I mean, what is this new superpower you've been talking about?
Ah, yes. Well, for that, I'm going to have to hand over to reporter Lizzie Gibney, who's been talking to Pablo about two papers that he and his team have published in Nature this week. Lizzie, take it away.
So graphene is already quite remarkable, but you and your team have managed to find another property that it has, which makes it even more exciting.
When you stack graphene on top of each other with a very particular angle of rotation, which theorists had called the magic angle, it's about 1.1 degree rotation, it turns out that this graphene system can exhibit superconductivity.
Okay, so what is superconductivity and why are people excited about it?
Conventional superconductivity is a phenomenon where electrons are able to conduct through a material without dissipating energy. So you are able to run an electrical current through a superconductor. You dissipate no power. So this is something which is very extraordinary.
So you discovered that graphene has this superconducting behavior, but it's not a conventional superconductor, is that right?
Yes. Most superconducting materials happen to be metals, and then you cool them down, and at some point, there is a superconducting transition. Many of the unconventional superconductors that we have are materials which are insulators at higher temperatures, and then when you add just a very small amount of charge to these insulators, superconducting transitions happen. Also, depending on how much charge you add to it. It changes the temperature at which this material becomes a superconductor, and the graphene system that we have created exhibits many of these characteristics that are common in unconventional superconductors.
So conventional superconductors tend to be metals, and we think we understand how they work. These unconventional superconductors are much more complex. Do we know what's going on inside those? Are we able to explain them?
There are different theories, but there's no universal consensus on why these materials behave the way they behave. This is something that has been a long-standing problem for three decades and that people haven't figured out.
And what implication does your discovery have then for trying to get to the bottom of this 30-year mystery about how these unconventional superconductors actually work?
This system, graphene, rotated on top of graphene, it's completely different from the chemical point of view, from the structural point of view, from any of these other unconventional superconductors, which in some sense tells you that some of the details of the chemistry, of the structure, etc., are not essential in capturing the key or the basic physics responsible for superconductivity. That might be one option. So perhaps there's some sort of higher level elements or common elements or common physics at a higher level that is responsible for all of this.
And taking a look at the bigger picture then, these, when we talk about high temperature superconductors, they are still, they're still below 0 degrees Celsius. But the aim of this whole field is that maybe someday, if we understand them enough, we can push that temperature higher and higher. What would that mean, and if we were able to do that, and where might your graphene system help us to get there?
Increasing the temperature at which superconductivity occurs could have phenomenal technological applications. Just to give one example, about 20 to 30% of the electrical, of electricity, of the energy, carried, by the electrical grid is dissipated just in the transportation of that electrical current from where it is originated to the ultimate destination. If we could have superconducting transmission lines, wires that would carry that electricity, there would be zero dissipation. So right away you would gain, again, depends. The estimates depend on exactly who you talk to and the country, etc. But between 10 and 30% of the energy, you could get it back just by using superconducting transmission lines. What we hope is that our graphene system, which for now has a relatively low critical temperature, what we hope is that it will actually help us understand that mechanism. What are the essential ingredients? How do you put them together in order to get unconventional superconductivity? And hopefully this will help us design novel materials or the right conditions for an existing material to be changed in order to increase higher and higher the critical temperature.
That was Pablo Yarillo Herrero from MIT in the States, speaking with Lizzie Gibney. You can read Lizzie's news story about superconducting graphene at nature.com/news, where you'll also find links to both of Pablo's papers.